The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Dover After Chatter. Just a Fan's View of the latest monster tamers. Say what you will about the Hendrick race teams and their performance this year, but no matter what you really think, they have been strong. Jimmy Johnson and Mark Martin tamed the monster and finished 1-2 in the AAA 400 at Dover International Speedway Sunday afternoon. Now, don't think they were alone in their accomplishment, because they weren't. Matt Kenseth, Juan Montoya, and Kurt Busch rounded out the top five and were ready to pounce if either Jimmy or Mark wavered in their run to the checkers. Had it not been for a failure of an air gun in the number 24 pits, Jeff Gordon could possibly have made it 1-2-3 for the top-running Hendrick teams, although I'm not sure whether it would have been in the same order. Jimmy and Jeff were both strong late in the race, but sometimes stuff just happens in racing and changes your whole day. As it was, the 24 team finished a very respectable sixth place, but couldn't gain any points on the chase leader, Mark Martin, and now sits 122 points out of first place. Taking a realistic look at the way the point situation looks after two chase races, some things are pretty obvious. Mark Martin and Jimmy Johnson are beginning to separate themselves slightly from the rest of the field and continue to look like the ones to beat for the Sprint Cup Championship. Juan Montoya's performance in the first two races shows that his team came to win and so far is in the same league as the top two Hendrick teams. Kurt Busch is looking to be tough right down to the end also, although he has been whining quite a bit over the last 2 weeks. With what's going on with his team, not many blame him. Now, I say all these nice things with only 20% of the chase over and with 80% left to go. I hate to keep repeating myself, but one or two races does not tell the story of a whole season, or even the end of it. One or two races tells only the story so far, and anyone that's been around NASCAR much knows it is still anyone's cup to claim. Looking at this latest season shows us some of the closest competition for the whole race to the chase than any year so far. The top three pretty much separated themselves early on, but the rest of the field wasn't decided until the last race in Richmond, and it could have affected almost half the chase field. As it turned out, it only affected about the last three spots in the chase. But the drama going into Richmond really put a lot of emphasis on finishing well. That's the problem, in a good way, with where the chase is right now. After two races, the separation in points becomes harder and harder to make up for those that are falling behind, unless some of the ones at the top of the standings have an extremely bad week or several not-so-good weeks in a row. From this fan's view, this is where it gets a bit sticky. If the races continue on as they have the last couple of weeks, the same people stay out front in the standings and the ones behind just fall further back. After the season we've seen so far, to me it would be a shame for that to happen. I don't wish anyone bad luck, but this season deserves a tight finish in Homestead, with at least six cars in the hunt at the last race. Yeah, I know that puts a lot of pressure on the drivers and teams every week, but I also know this is NASCAR, and it, and racing in general, has a lot of unforeseens and uncertainties. The unexpected has been known to happen, especially in NASCAR, and it can still happen this year. As I mentioned last time, racing luck can sometimes turn on a dime, and no one is protected from it. Not Mark Martin, not Jimmy Johnson, not Juan Montoya, and certainly not Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Tony Stewart, or Jeff Gordon. No one is exempt from being in the wrong place at the right time, and no one is exempt from something like an air gun or a crankshaft failing. It may not be likely, but it can happen, and it can change the way your season ends up, no matter who you are. That's one thing I really like about NASCAR and racing. You still have to show up every week and perform well enough to win. Otherwise, you're just headed to the back. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at Just a Fan's View. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.